Again, 2 Peter chapter number 2 is chapter 1 is the text for this evening. Just a few thoughts I've entitled, Like Peter. I was reading this chapter just the other day in my own personal devotion time and thought about these words and thought what a challenge they were to me. In 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll read verses 1 to 4. And then a little bit later we'll read verses 12 down to the end of the chapter. But it says in 2 Peter 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 1 says, having obtained, you have obtained like precious faith with us. We often put people on a pedestal and think about people as being, oh, they're super Christian, superhero kind of person. And I would think that Peter would be one of those people that we would put in that place. And I don't know about you, but to think that I have obtained like precious faith with Peter, to me, I wouldn't put myself like Peter in very many ways, except for maybe those areas we see in his life where he failed. Then those areas of his life, we think, well, yeah, I can relate to Peter. He was a person who sometimes spoke before he thought. He was a person who put his foot in his mouth quite often. Yeah, sometimes I can say, yeah, I could be like Peter. But to think about Peter in this regard, think about Peter, he met, talked to, and lived alongside Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what it was like for about that 3 years of his life where he, every day, woke up and spent the day with Jesus, seeing all the things that Jesus did, being present with Jesus all the time? I mean, we have just in the Gospels, according to what John tells us in John chapter 20, we just have the tip of the iceberg of Jesus' ministry. John said if all the things that Jesus had done had been written, the world couldn't contain the books. But Peter saw all those things. He didn't just see what we have written down. He saw all the things that are written about in all the Gospels as they took place. He was there and saw the miracles. He saw people healed. I think it's a marvelous thing to see somebody go into the hospital when they need surgery and come out and see them recover and get well. I think that's a great thing. And to see people get well, maybe over a few days or a few weeks, depending on the surgery that they've had, you say, wow, isn't that amazing how much better they are than they were before? But can you imagine being there when Jesus just spoke a word and that person went from being crippled, for example, to walking? Imagine being there when Jesus took some mud and put it on somebody's eyes and they went from being completely blind to being able to see. I think it's an amazing thing that you can go, and I debate on having it done because my eyesight is quite poor without my corrective lenses of whatever sort that I choose to use. I thought of, you know, laser surgery. They say it takes about 15 minutes or something. I thought, wow, 15 minutes to make your eyesight a lot better. But Jesus didn't even take 15 minutes. He touched the eyes of the blind and they were made to see. Not just the poorer sight, but the blind. He made the dumb to speak and the deaf to hear just by speaking the words. He fed the multitudes at least twice that we know about. He fed 4,000. He fed 5,000 with a little lad's lunch. He turned water into wine, as we looked at a few weeks ago on our Sunday morning message in John chapter 2. He walked on the water. All those things. Peter was there when he saw those things, and he saw them live with his own eyes. He saw those things take place. Peter was in Jesus, what we might say, inner circle. Peter, James, and John. They were the ones that even when the other disciples, the other nine, didn't get to see some things that Peter, James, and John got to see. They got to be there when Jairus' daughter, who was said to be dead, and Jesus went and said, she's not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn, but Peter took Peter, James, and John into that room with the little girl's parents. and said to that little girl, I say unto thee, arise. And she got up. Peter was there. Peter was there when Jesus went up onto that mountain and was transfigured before them. And there was Moses and Elijah appeared with him. And they were there and saw that. Peter was a great leader in the early church. We see in the book of Acts, he preached and thousands of people were saved. I mean, we look at the day of Pentecost, and sure, 3,000 were saved then, but it goes on to say another time there were 5,000, another time there were thousands, all kinds of people. You think, Peter, this is somebody who is super Christian, amazing person, in our way of thinking many times. He was called to be an apostle. He says it here, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was used, as we see here, our very text. These words were penned by Peter. The inspiration of the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to write these words that have become God's Word, that are God's Word, His infallible, everlasting Word. And Peter says at the beginning to people who didn't see Jesus live, who didn't see Jesus' miracles, who didn't get to write down these words, who didn't get to be called an apostle, he says to them, and he would say to us, he said, I'm writing to you who've obtained like faith with us. Wow. That word like means the same kind, doesn't it? It means the same faith. Peter, the apostle, Peter, the companion of the Lord, along with the others, Peter says, listen, you've got the same faith as what I have. That's an amazing thing to think about, that we have obtained that like precious faith, that same kind of faith. What kind of faith is that? Well, he says that it's like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our faith is in the same thing, isn't it? As Peter's was. Yeah, he got to witness it with his eyes. We get to read about it in God's preserved Word. We still believe the same thing. It's a like precious faith because it's the faith that's based upon the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's a faith that is based in the grace of God. As he says, grace and peace be multiplied. It's the grace of God. Peter marveled at the grace of God when he said to Jesus, how often shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? And Jesus, he said, till seven times? Jesus said, no, till 70 times seven. I'm sure Peter thought, really, we ought to forgive that many times? But then Peter experienced some things in his life. After saying, Lord, I will never deny you, and denying the Lord, he was glad of that 70 times seven forgiveness, that grace that Jesus extended to him. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Peter said, you've got that same faith as I do. That faith in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. That faith that is because of God's grace. Again, our knowledge of Christ came in a different way, but our faith, like Peter's, is based on the knowledge of Christ. Look at what he says in verses 16 to 21. He says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables, or not curiously imagined fairy tales, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received from God the Father, he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing first that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Peter said, I was an eyewitness. We didn't make this up. We saw it. We heard it with our own ears. But we have the Word of God that's sure. And you have the Word of God that's sure. He said, we have this sure Word, and therefore we have that like precious faith in Jesus Christ. There's no reason that Peter could be more godly than we are, because he says in verse number 3 that we have those promises. According to his divine, as his divine power hath given to us. He doesn't say to you or to me, he says to us. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We could say, well, Peter, you have a step up on us. You have an advantage on us because you saw him. You were there. But Peter says, no, we have the same opportunity. We have the promises, the precious promises of God. And he's given us all that we need to live a godly life. We didn't see him with our eyes, but we have the word of God, the sure word of prophecy. And so therefore, we have just as much opportunity to know God like Peter knew God. We have just as much opportunity to live godly lives as Peter lived and sought later to live a godly life. The promises of God. In verse number 4, we are given exceeding great and precious promises. Peter may have heard Jesus make some of those promises with his own ears, but we have those same precious promises that we can read and know and place our faith in, like Peter placed his faith in these. At first, we would say it's a remarkable thing that we could be compared with Peter and have a like precious faith as he did, but when we look at the scriptures, it's really no surprise at all. Peter, like all the famous believers in the Bible before him and since him down through history, was just a sinner saved by grace, just like you and just like me. Perhaps the biggest difference between Peter and the average Christian is that he recognized his faith as precious. I wonder how many times we say, yeah, I believe the Bible. Yeah. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Yeah. But Peter says it's a precious faith. It's got great value to it. We looked at this last couple Sunday mornings in John chapter 3. That belief brings salvation. That faith brings salvation. No wonder he calls it a like precious faith. No wonder that he was such a great preacher of the gospel, because he recognized that that faith was a precious thing. That salvation, that forgiveness was a valuable thing. We take our faith and salvation for granted all too often. Maybe we just don't think about how much we've been forgiven. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus was invited to the house of Simon. Simon was a Pharisee, and Simon provided a meal for Jesus. And amongst that meal, you probably know the story, but one came in and anointed Jesus' feet with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair and with her tears. And Simon, not Simon Peter, but Simon, the one who'd invited Jesus over, looked and shook his head, as it were, and said, if this man were of God, he surely wouldn't let this common woman do this to him. And Jesus said to Simon, knowing what Simon was thinking, he said, Simon, if one is forgiven of a great debt and another is forgiven of a small debt, which will love the one who forgave them more, the one who was forgiven much or the one who was forgiven little? And Simon said, I suppose the one who was forgiven a great debt. And Jesus said, you said right, Simon. Simon, this woman knows that she's been forgiven of a great debt, and she loves much. I wonder if we would stop and realize the great debt we've been forgiven. If we love the Lord more. If we say that precious faith. It's a wonderful faith. It's a faith that's worth sharing and telling others about. It's a like precious faith like Peter had. It's time to appreciate our faith. For them, perhaps we'll be more like Peter, who have said, you've obtained that like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we rejoice tonight in that precious faith that we have in Jesus Christ.